Welcome to First Friday for December 2007. The First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, Georgia Air National Guard, and Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team has been alerted for a possible deployment to Afghanistan. The Georgia State Defense Force conducts its annual training at Fort Stewart, and the Georgia Army Guard pins its newest general. All these stories and more are coming up, but first, Major General William Terry Nesbitt formally took command of Georgia's National Guard and Department of Defense on December 1st. Major General Nesbitt is a Vietnam veteran and has more than 40 years of military experience. He was formerly the commander of the Georgia Army National Guard and served as Georgia's Director of Homeland Security. Members of the Georgia National Guard's 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team have been notified of an alert for possible mobilization and deployment in support of the global war on terrorism. The Department of the Army has announced that the unit will report to duty in the summer of 2009 and deploy to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. While its exact mission has not been announced, the preliminary indications are that the 48th Brigade will concentrate on training Afghan national security forces. The unit is expected to be mobilized for 1 year. Brigadier General Maria Britt became the first female general in the Georgia Guard's 273-year history. In addition to her promotion, she was appointed by Governor Sonny Perdue as the new commander of the Georgia Army National Guard. Brigadier General Britt was pinned to her new rank by her husband, Colonel Tim Britt, and Major General Terry Nesbitt, Georgia's Adjutant General. At the conclusion of the ceremony, Brigadier General Britt told reporters that being a woman and a working mother has prepared her for command and given her a style of leadership that emphasizes good listening and team building. Members of the Georgia National Guard Military Honor Guard are meticulous about their uniforms. Their shirts are pressed and crisp, shoes polished to a mirror shine. Their movements during funeral honors are deliberate and perfectly choreographed to the high standards set at Arlington National Cemetery. Sharp appearance and discipline aside, this small group of full-time soldiers' intention is not to draw attention to themselves, but to render a final professional tribute to fallen service members. The Honor Guard provides services to deceased guardsmen, reservists, retirees, veterans, as well as former service members who only served for a short time in the military, but whose family has requested the service. The Georgia National Guard Military Honor Guard provides honors for more than 200 funerals a year. Three Georgia Army National Guardsmen were honored during the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's annual Army Reserve Components Achievement Award ceremony. The guardsmen who were recognized were PFC Brandon Conway with Winder's 1st Battalion, 121st Infantry, Staff Sergeant Christopher Aldred with Augustus, 878th Engineer Battalion, and Sergeant 1st Class Andrew B. Gideon with Calhoun's 1st Battalion, 108th Reconnaissance, Surveillance, and Target Acquisition Squadron. This annual award is sponsored by the AJC and is given to enlisted soldiers and non-commissioned officers for outstanding performance and dedication to the Army values. And that's the First Friday Briefing Podcast for December 2007. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Directorate of Communication. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. Email us at doc@ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm First Lieutenant Selena Owens, and thanks for listening.